And now back to the news. And in this part, Broadland Youth Choir needs to recruit more voices. And the Norwich Food Bank and how important supermarket donations points are. But with spring on the way, a couple of stories featuring the first of the spring blooms.
Hundreds of people braved the chilly weather to see the snowdrops and raise money for charity. Hofton House opened its doors to the public to raise money for Autism Anglia and St John's Church in Hofton. More than 400 people visited Hofton House in the three-hour period on Sunday, February the 14th. Overall, £2,750 was raised, which will be split evenly between the two nominated charities that the annual event has long raised money for. A spokeswoman for the event said, "We were absolutely delighted with the number of people who came, especially due to the type of day we had. But luckily, we did have a window in the weather." People taking part in the snowdrop and aconite walk also received brunch. All of the money raised was from ticket sales and donations made on the day.
They are a welcome sign that winter is soon to be over and spring is well on its way, and visitors were invited to enjoy the drifts of snowdrops at St Michael's Church in Langley, near Loddon on Sunday. The beautiful flowers brightened up the dreary February weather with a covering of snowdrops scattered around the church grounds. The church is one of many venues across Norfolk and Suffolk which have opened to the public this month to display its snowdrops, with visitors being treated to homemade cakes and hot drinks in the church afterwards. The event is held annually at the church and was free to attend.
A long-running youth choir, which has performed on stages around the county and beyond, is looking for new voices to join its group. Broadland Youth Choir performs at an array of events each year and now has opportunities for more young people aged 7 to 18 to get involved. "We are a very friendly choir and we are looking for people who are enthusiastic and just like to sing," said musical director Carol Timms. "We have a very varied repertoire. At the moment we are doing an 18th century piece in Latin by Pergolesi, and we are also doing a 21st century song called When I Sing, which is very jazzy and upbeat, and we are doing one or two songs from the musical Cats." The choir, which has been running since 1992, is well known for its annual festive performance at the EDP Festival of Carols at St Andrew's Hall each December. Members of the choir have also performed on the Norwich Theatre Royal stage alongside professional casts of shows including Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat and Jesus Christ Superstar. Last year they also performed with vocal group Blake on Cromer Pier. The choir is set to perform its next concert in Norwich in early summer. Mrs. Timms said, "We have gained a reputation over time for being a group that produces good quality music and always produces its very best." She added that the choir was open to young people who enjoyed singing for fun and also those who were considering a career in music. "We've got a good record of people going to drama or music school or to study music at university," she said. Broadland Youth Choir's rehearsals take place on Fridays at the Jubilee Hall in Salhouse. The junior rehearsal starts at 4:30 p.m. and the senior rehearsal starts at 5:30 p.m.
Norwich Food Bank has stressed the importance of supermarket donation points, as Asda confirms it has removed them from across its stores. The supermarket said it had changed its national policy regarding permanent collection points at its UK stores, and Hannah Worsley, project manager at Norwich Food Bank, said the service relied heavily on supermarket donations. "I think quite a high proportion of what we do get in is from supermarkets," she said. "Collection points are very important. Demand in Norwich is still pretty high, and in December we fed more than 1,000 people in total. That is the most we have fed in a single month since 2013. A spokesman for Asda told a national newspaper that charities were still welcome in their stores, but as part of Asda's review of charity collections, the company said an additional £2 million would be invested into local good causes via the charitable Asda Foundation. Norwich South MP Clive Lewis said, "I am angry that one of our city's most used supermarkets has removed permanent collection points for food banks. For years, Norwich's Asda customers have freely and generously given so that some of their less fortunate fellow families can too have food on their tables. Now they are being denied that opportunity, and because donations made at this chain often made up a high proportion of reliable local donations, food bank charities will be able to help fewer local people.